Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place, confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. We had some wonderful services before the jails and prison closed to the coronavirus in March of 2020. We know we're in the end of February of 2023, even though we're trying to get normal, but the coronavirus is still out there. It ain't going nowhere. It's still around, and it's still raging in certain areas. So we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We got a powerful message talking about treating people right. We're going to continue the message even into March. Amen. Praise God. Because this is a powerful message. Glory to God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about a just weight, a just balance. The Lord wants us to measure up in all areas in this word. Holiness means be able to measure up in all areas. That's holiness. Amen. Measure up in living holy. Measure up in treating people right. Measure up in loving your enemies. Measure up in doing unto others as you will have them to do unto you. We need to measure up in all them areas if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Love people. Treat folks right. Amen. Some people say, well, it ain't no harm. They say, it ain't no harm. God's looking and sees all we do and hears all we say. Human beings are special in the eyes of God because God made man in his own image.
Yes, he did.
Therefore, we are all special in his eyes. A baby being born into the world is special. Yes. Because they are a gift from God. Therefore, you treat them with love and respect. Amen. That's why God's anger is against those that commit abortions. Because that's life. You heard me? That's life. Amen. But we need to treat people right. Love one another. Even though they can be cruel. Now, Jesus said, love your neighbor and love your enemies like you love yourself. Do unto others as you would men do unto you. Amen. Pray God. If whatever men do unto you, you do unto others. Amen. Praise God. In other words, if you want people to treat you right, you treat them right. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Don't be like God commanded Israel, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. That was the law back in them days to get rid of sin, get rid of evil. But Jesus brought mercy and grace. And when Jesus brought mercy and grace, then we can forgive people. treat people the way we want to be treated. That is treating people right. Amen. So much injustice goes on in our world. People robbing, stealing. Now, you don't want nobody to steal your stuff. Why are you going to go steal other people's stuff? That's the truth. If you don't want nobody breaking in your house, stealing your things, why are you going to break in somebody else's house and steal their things? Hey, that's right. Praise God. If you don't want nobody to steal your coat, why are you going to steal their coat? If you don't want nobody to steal your pocketbook, why are you going to steal theirs? I'm telling you, do unto others as you have them to do unto you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Glory to God. Because we're going to reap what we sow. Amen. It's sad all the violence going on. Amen. People commit murder, shoot somebody, and take their body and throw it in the trash can. You know that, that's evil in the eyes of God. That's wickedness. It's bad to take a life. It's bad to shed innocent blood. You don't want nobody to kill you. Why are you going to, take their life? Look at how that people commit these horrible crimes. And then when it comes down for them to give their life, they're begging for mercy. Now, if you're going to beg for mercy because you don't want nobody to take your life, why you took that person's life? Why you raped that person? You don't want nobody to turn around and rape you while you rape that person. I'm telling you, that's the reason why we need to treat people right. Love one another. You hear me? Love people. Glory to God. Do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Praise God. That's part of serving God and live holy. It's time to wake up, people. It's time to wake up. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to St. Proverbs 16 and read verse 11. What does it say?
And just wait in balance of the Lord's. All the ways of the bag are his works. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness.
Now, it's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness.
For the throne is established by righteousness.
Amen. Now, the kings supposed to be, those of authority supposed to be examples for people to follow. Now, the thing goes like this. We live in an age where there's wicked examples out here. People are just evil, such as those that's in authority. People like that's in authority being child molesters. People in authority, such as preachers and clergy and whatever, amen, molesting kids. School teachers molesting kids. Amen. People like lawyers and doctors and all, amen, commend these horrible sins and crime, amen, abusing people. Amen. I'm telling you, people, we need to obey the word of God and love people and treat people right. If you love a child, you wouldn't molest them. You wouldn't sexually harass people. Amen. So much incest goes on in families and things. But, amen, people need to obey the word of God. People need to turn from sin before sin destroy them. It's bad for incest to be going on in families. People, amen, mistreating folks. Amen, I'm telling you, pregnancies come around. And I'm telling you, and people find out about their sins. What they done. But people need to understand folks need Jesus. Jesus come to save people from their sin. When you save you from your sin, he'll take that devil out of you so you won't do these things that I talked about. You wouldn't do them. Amen. Because you cannot go to heaven committing these horrible sins. And people need to understand and know that. Because God is against it. He's against incest. He's against child molesting. He is against sexual harassment. When the Lord saved you, sin goes out of you. Glory to God. And the Lord put joy, peace, and love in your heart where you treat people the way you want to be treated. Love one another. Amen. Kings and all, when they do evil, amen, mistreat folks, God is holding it against them. He holding it against them. People in authority, God is holding it against you. And you cannot go to heaven mistreating folks.
It said, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Amen. Now, when you obey and keep his commandments, amen, live right, God will love you. God wants people that will love him and keep his commandments. That's what he wants. People that live right. That's why I preach live right. People get upset with me. Amen. While I talk about, amen, living right. They think they can slick in the head on grace. Grace is no excuse to cover your sins up. And people need to understand, know that. You want to go to heaven, you must live right. We're going to continue the message in the month of March of 2023, Missionary Velvet. Because I'm telling you, this is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. As we close out the month of February. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. All this month, we've been preaching about loving people and treating folks right. Lord, look over people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them. Cast the devil out the folks in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things, Lord God. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise his song. Say, come by here. Come by here, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's crying, somebody's in pain. Somebody needs you, Lord. And the Lord, if we call on the name of the Lord, he will come to us. He will rescue us. He will wrap us in his arms, and he will supply our every need. So you believe that message, that prayer that Ella Holmes said and prayed, the Lord has taken hold of you. And he will continue to mold you and make you into who you need to be. He will put love in your heart. He will take the evil and hatred out your heart. He will put righteousness in your mouth and on your lips. So you will continue to stay before the Lord and walk with him. And he will walk with you. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he is there ready to wrap you up in his arms so that you would be all right. Those in the free world that can give a prayer and support of our ministry, continue to pray for us, we pray for you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Please give God a chance to be able to mold you and make you into who you need to be. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we go out to minister the word of God to those that, amen, behind prison bars, and to those, amen, out there in the lost world. I know the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons. We can't do like we was doing. Praise God. But we, amen, still ministering the word round to the people as we can until the Lord opened a door for us to go back into jails and prisons again. So until the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
this train.